الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أهون أهل النار عذابا لرجل يوضع في أخمص قدميه جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه ما يرى أن أحدا أشد منه عذابا وإنه لأهونهم عذابا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, many of us are engaged in business and we are well aware that there are certain periods in the calendar that we tend to attach more importance and significance to over other periods. The terminology normally used in adverts, etc., is season. We say the season is coming. And obviously when the season is coming, when a period of heightened importance is coming, then coupled with that, the intelligent and the astute businessman doesn't wait for that season to start. But his preparation is long in advance. His advertising, his filling up of his shelf, his ensuring that he has all his goods. The one who is astute, the one who is intelligent, long in advance he prepares. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many instances in the Qur'an, and we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that insan or this human being's association with deen and with spiritual aspects, we find there are parallels that are drawn on the one side between commercial enterprise and with the effort of deen also. A classical example of this, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, should I not show you a business? Should I not show you a business? The word Quran uses is tijara, which means commercial enterprise, business. But what is the effect of this business? This won't increase your bank balance or afford you material wealth, but there is a far superior gain to this business which Quran is talking about. Allah says, تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. It will save you from a terrible punishment. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and strive in the way of Allah with your wealth and your lives. So Quran has drawn a parallel between commercial enterprise and the effort of deen. Striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one's life, with one's wealth. Allah ta'ala has equated it with tijarat and business. So in the business commercial world, we have seasons. Exactly like that, my respected brothers, we have entered into a season. Ulama ikram say, Rajab is miftahul khayri wal baraka. This month of Rajab is the key to the period of khayr, of goodness. It is the key to the period of barakat and blessings, clearly signified by the dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on the onset of the month of Rajab. What was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made? We have heard it. We hear it quite often also. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Our Nabi 2 months in advance. Like I said, the astute businessman starts preparing well in advance. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 months in advance is apprising his ummah of the importance of a period that is coming, so that not 1 second is wasted, so that you start preparing in advance. Abu Bakr Warraq rahimahullah, Imam Allama Ahmad bin Hanbal, Allama Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, in his kitab he mentions the saying of Abu Bakr Warraq rahimahullah. He said, مَثَلُ شَعْبَان مَثَلُ شَعْبَان مَثَلُ الرِّيح مَثَلُ رَجَب مَثَلُ الرِّيح. He said, the example of the month of Rajab is like the wind starting to blow. وَمَثَلُ شَعْبَان مَثَلُ الْغَيْم. When the wind blows, what happens? The rain clouds start gathering. So he says, the example of the month of Sha'ban is the example of the rain clouds that have gathered. And obviously, مَثَلُ الرَّمَضَان مَثَلُ الْمَطَر. And Ramadan finally dawns. He says, the example of Ramadan is the example of the rain waters falling. First the wind, then the rain clouds, and then finally the rain starts falling. What rain? The rain of Allah's mercy, the rain of barakah, the rain of blessings, the rain of forgiveness, the rain of itq min an-nar, protection, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Another saying of Abu Bakr Warraq rahimahullah, he says, مَثَلُ رَجَب مَثَلُ الزَّرْعَ. He says, the example of the month of Rajab is like the example when the farmer first plants the seeds. After the farmer plants the seeds, what does he do? Does he sit back? No. مَثَلُ شَعْبَان مَثَلُ السِّقَالِ الزَّرْعَ. He says, the example of the month of Sha'ban is when a person starts watering those seeds. He starts tending to his crops. وَمَثَلُ رَمَضَان مَثَلُ حَصَادِ الزَّرْعَ. And finally, if a person plants the seeds, then he waters those seeds through the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? The crops start growing. Then the period of cultivation of that crops come. In other words, reap the benefit of the effort which you already made. He says that is the example of the month of Ramadan. We don't wait for the hilal of Ramadan to be sighted. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. He said, oh Allah, bless us, give us barakah, give us blessings in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, wa ballighna Ramadan, and oh Allah, cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Look to the left, look to the right. How many of our brothers, how many of our relatives, how many of our friends last year were with us in Ramadan? Maybe we had a special spot. Last year obviously the situation was a little bit different because of lockdown, etc. But there will be those milestones, there will be those recollections of certain intimate associations that we had with individuals, certain distinct unions and gatherings we used to have in the past. Those same people are not with us anymore. This is a stark reminder for us. This is a wake-up call for us. Do not take the seasons of Allah for granted. Rajab, the verse of the Qur'an which I recited in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. In the Islamic calendar, there are 4 months that we have elevated above the other months. There are 4 months that the Qur'an refers to as Shahru Haram, as sacred months. The sacredity of these months was even acknowledged by the nations of the past. In the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance, the mushrikeen, the idolaters of Makkah, of the Arab world, they also acknowledged that these 4 months were special. They were Arba'atun Hurum. There were 4 months that were sacred. Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, 3 consecutive months. And the 4th month is the month of Rajab. Different names this month is given. Rajab Mudar, is an example of one of the names that was given to this month. Ulama-i kiram mentioned that this is an indication. When something is given several names, it is an indication of its importance. This month of Rajab is a month that we have to take very, very seriously. This is the starting of our preparation for Ramadan. This is the time to wipe the clay slate clean. This is the time of reflection. This is the time for us to take stock. We are facing a pandemic around us. We see the difficulty. We see the hardship. I've mentioned this many, many times. Allah brings ibtilaat. Allah brings difficulties. Allah Ta'ala brings trials, tests, tribulations. This is not an indication that Allah has abandoned us, no. It's not an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish us, no. These ibtilaat, these tests, these halat and conditions that we are facing is a wake-up call for us. It is in fact Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmat that come closer to Allah. Take stock of your lives. Look around you. Those that were with you last year are no longer with you. How much longer are you going to set your goals in dunya? When are you going to prepare for that day when you have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Unfortunately, my respected brothers, many of us have entered into this mindset, particularly when it comes to the season of deen, the season of spirituality, the season when we have to start taking stock and going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us have become ritualistic in our approach to these things. We are going through the motions, the haqqaiq, the reality, the asbaq, the lessons that we are supposed to revisit, the lessons that we are supposed to learn. Unfortunately, majority of us are totally oblivious to this. Classical example, you ask anybody about the month of Rajab, what is the significance of Rajab? Even if a person is a be-namazi, even if he's hardly coming to the masjid, what will his answer be? Rajab is synonymous with Mi'rajun Nabi. With that great miracle, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. The verse of the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Allah says, Subhan, glory be to Allah, asra bi'abdihi, who took on a journey, who took at night his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, from masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa in the space of a very short period of time. And then from masjid al-aqsa began the journey isra, mi'raj, through the seven heavens. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Yahya, Zakaria, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, mulaqat and meeting with Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then the journey continues right up till the point of Sidratul Muntaha. I'm not going to go into the details now. Sidratul Muntaha, we find in riwayat the description of its beauty, which is mind-boggling. But this is intiha, the last point. Beyond this point, no creation of Allah has ventured. Mafhum of the riwayat, Jibreel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if I go one hand span, one hair's breadth beyond this point, Jibreel also will be burned to ashes. Permission is given for one creation of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to venture beyond this point. We can go into the details. Inshallah, over the next few weeks in many of our masajids, we will hear detailed description of Isra and Mi'raj. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see? Allah showed him the halat of Jannat. Allah showed him the halat of Jahannam. Communication takes place between him and Allah. He comes back with the gift of Mi'raj. Unfortunately, as an ummah today, we have become oblivious of the asbaq, the haqqaiq, the lessons behind this. One very important lesson. Unfortunately, Jumu'ah time is very limited. There's not much chance to go into detail. But Allah giving life an opportunity, various aspects, asbaq, lessons, haqaiq that are attached to this. On the one hand, just to clear the air for the scholars amongst us, it is not an established fact that definitely Mi'raj took place in Rajab. This is the popular opinion, 27th of Rajab. Amongst the historians, there are other opinions as to when Mi'raj took place. In fact, which year of Hijrah also it took place, that is not completely established. Muarrikheen are not synonymous as to exactly when Mi'raj took place. But there is one popular opinion that this great miracle, behind it, what did Allah make absolutely clear? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes from Masjid al-Haram, ulama say, what was the need to go to Masjid al-Aqsa? Allah could have taken him from Masjid al-Haram through the seven heavens. Why did Allah first take him from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa? Behind this, ulama ikram mention one great hikmat, that the entire humanity was being informed that from this point onwards, the Qibla of Baytul Muqaddas also will be Makkah. Baytul Muqaddas is also Tabi' of Makkah Mukarramah. From here onwards, the Qibla of the entire humanity will be Ka'batullah, will be Masjid al-Haram in Makkah. To establish this, he was first taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. It is said, that night, the Padri, the chief priest of Masjid al-Aqsa, as they are closing the Masjid at night, they find that the doors are not closing. So they send for a carpenter. He says that one plank above the frame has shifted out of position. This is why the door will not close. The carpenter says to the padri and chief priest that, listen, I'll fix it up in the morning. I'll move it back into place, then this door will close. That padri says, no, it has nothing to do with any plank moving. Tomorrow you will find this door will close normally. The reason it has not closed tonight is because this is the night that the greatest Nabi of Allah, Akhirun Nabiyeen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is coming to visit Masjid al-Aqsa. In his honor, Allah is not allowing this door to close. It is said that same Padri, later on, when he received the epistle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted Iman and he was made shaheed by his own people. Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And what happened at Masjid al-Aqsa? Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were gathered. Anbiya were gathered. Who is to be the imam of that two rakat salah which is performed? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making it resplendently clear, that saying of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana nabiyul anbiya. Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. He said, I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhimus salam. This is why he was Imam of Salah of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Behind this a message. Behind this a message to you and I, his ummah. When it comes to your nikahs, when it comes to your gatherings, when it comes to your dressing, when it comes to your homes, when it comes to your businesses, when it comes to your way of life, there is no way of life that is superior to that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His shariat is the most superior. His way of life is the most superior. Do not imitate the Yahud. Do not imitate the Nasara. Do not imitate any other way of life. لو كان موسى وعيسى حيا لما وسعتموه إلا اتباعي. He said, if Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam themselves were alive today, for them to gain akhirat and jannah, they also will have to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ana nabiyul anbiya, asbaq, lessons. Ulama say, many muarrikheen of the opinion, this mi'raj which elevated, he was already elevated, but it was made resplendently clear. Through this, made resplendently clear to humanity, the maqam, the status of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, many muarrikheen of the opinion, it was a form of consolation. Before this, he went through a chakki, a mill of difficulty. of hardship. Like I said, time is very limited. But if we look at the seerah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah, every day was torture. Every day was hardship. Every day was difficulty. Every day was persecution. Himself, he says, Udhitu fillah, malam yudha ahad. Ukhiftu fillah, malam yakhaf ahad. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمِ وَلَيْلَةِ مَا لِي وَلِي بِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدْ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِ بِهِ ابْتُ بِلَالٍ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I suffered in the way of Allah more than anyone in humanity suffered. I was made to fear more than anyone in humanity. Thorns would be put in his path. Before he went for Fajr Salah, there was no light. By the time he reached Masjid al-Haram, his Mubarak feet were bleeding. When he is in Salah, intestines of camels would be placed on his back. At times they would try to strangle him. Such persecution, such difficulty, he says, they passed upon me. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 30 consecutive days, 1 month, and there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat, besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. In Shi'ab Abi Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib, 3 years, 3 years, the family of Rasulullah, the Bani Hashim, are boycotted. Food is cut off, water is cut off, supplies are cut off, they are ostracized, removed from Makkah Mukarramah. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reduced to such a level that they have to eat the leaves from the trees. This finished in the 10th year of Hijrah, but throughout this entire period, there were two support structures that Allah had given Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two great pillars of support. One inside the home, one outside the home. Inside the home was Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mumineen, mother of the believers, the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif is clear. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khadija is, Jibreel comes to him, Ya Rasulullah, Khadija is on her way to you. She has prepared some food for you. Allah has sent me Jibreel. Allah has sent me Jibreel to convey his salams to Khadija. Whose salams? The salams of Allah for Khadijatul Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She has suffered greatly. Greatly in what? Greatly in the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. Greatly in the mission of Tabligh of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every mother, every wife, every woman of this ummah till Qiyamah is given the clear message. What is the role of the wife? What is her role? To cook food? To see to the comfort of her husband? To look after the domestic servants? To see to the needs of the house? That is in its place. Those are necessities of life. But she has a much greater role. She has a much greater role. She is the partner with her husband. Partner with her husband in what? In the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the mission of Dawat and Tabligh. In this concern. In the day and night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What concern? How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Behind that worry, Khadija placed everything, radiyallahu anha, on the mantle of sacrifice. And in this world, salams from Allah comes for Khadija. In this world, before she passes away, what does Jibreel say? She has suffered greatly because of your deen, Ya Rasulullah. Tell her, I brought this message from Allah, that the home of Khadija in Jannat is already ready. Her home is already ready. لا تسخب فيه ولا تعب. There she will know no tiredness, no pain, no difficulty, no hardship. That is a separate topic in itself. One pillar of support inside the house, Khadijatul Kubra. Second pillar of support outside the house, Abu Talib. Time is very limited. But there is a great sabak and lesson we have to learn. How valuable is this iman? How valuable is this iman? We were born in Muslim homes. We were given the proverbial miftahul jannah, the key to jannah, in the lap of our mothers before we even understood anything. That mother was saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The first words this baby or infant is encouraged to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. 7 billion human beings on the surface of this earth, only 15 to 20% have this blessing. More than 80% don't have this blessing. More than 80% haven't been given this kalima in the lap of their mothers. More than 80% of humanity, if they die upon this condition, what is their outcome going to be? Understand the value of iman. Understand the value of this deen. One pandemic, one virus came. How many of us compromised our deen? How many of us compromised the rituals of deen? The shiar and the symbol of Islam, salah. What happened with one pandemic? What happened with one virus, one test? How many of us abandoned the masjid? We can make many excuses. What was our attachment to the masjid? What was our attachment to salah? Right till now, there are many that are not coming to the masjid for Jumu'ah. Where is the value of iman? Where is the value of deen? Where is the value of one symbol of Islam? How many signs Allah showed Abu Talib? I've mentioned this incident many times. Time is limited, but I'm mentioning it again. In Khasais-e Kubra, Allama Suyuti rahimullah mentions this incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 6 or 7 years of age. Abu Talib takes him on a trade mission to Syria. On the way, they pass by an area where there is a monk, an ascetic, Bukhaira. He was known as Bukhaira Rahib. This man devoted his life to the worship of Allah. He had built a soma'a, a worship place in a tree. Decades had passed and no one had seen him. The qafla of Abu Talib reaches this area. Bukhaira emerges, sends a message inviting this qafla, this caravan of Abu Talib. Everyone in the area is shocked. This man who has not been seen for decades. What is so special about you people that he has emerged in public and that he is inviting you also? People are astonished. What is going on? The caravan of Quraysh, they are honored. This is a great man. A person who is revered for his piety, his worship, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They leave the little 6 or 7 year old Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look after the camels and they prepare. They come. They surround the tree of Bukhaira. When he emerges, he looks around. What is he looking for? He's looking for the little boy. Where is the little boy? Straight away he sees he's not present. Where is the youngster? Answer is given, we left him behind to look after the camels. They say, you fool. He says to them, you fools. It is because of that youngster that I've invited you. Send for him. In a desert climate, shade is a premium. It's almost middle of the day, there's hardly any shade. So whatever little shade there was, they have all, that space is already taken. When the little boy comes, there is no place in the shade. There is only place in the stark glare of the sunlight of the desert. What happens? The clouds move. The clouds move to create shade for the body of the 6 or 7 year old child. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bukhaira says to every one of them, did you just see what happened? Did you just not observe what happened? Every tree, every stone this youngster passed, greeted him and made sajda to him. This would happen to the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says, I walked once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mastalamahu hajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa qala as-salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Qazi Ayaz rahimullah has mentioned this riwayat in his shifa, that Ali radiallahu anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we didn't pass by a stone, we didn't pass by a stump of a tree, we didn't pass by a sand heap, except that it addressed him and said, as-salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace and salutations be upon you, O the Nabi of Allah. Today his ummat does not send durood upon him. Today his ummat does not send salawat upon him. Today the day of Jumu'ah comes and it's a burden to send 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Zura, I'm digressing. Imam Abu Zura rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar, a great muhaddith. He says, Allah has blessed me with that memory of hadith, that like how you recite, Qul huwallahu ahad, I can write down from memory, I can recite from memory 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he goes on to say that I wrote down with my own hands 100,000 hadith. Before each hadith, I send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he passes away, someone sees him in a dream. What is he doing? He's making imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. They are shocked. Allah elevated you like this. How is it? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. The one who sends one durood upon me, one salawat, Allah will send 10 rahmats and mercy upon him. One salawat, Allah will send 10 rahmats and mercy upon him. What does he say? I wrote down 100,000 hadith. Before each hadith, I send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So minimum, 1,000,000 mercies. The one who received 1,000,000 mercies from Allah, what is the surprise that Allah gives him imamat of the malaika in the first heavens? They have passed away, we are still alive. Ali says the trees would make salawat. The trees would make salawat. The insects would make salawat. We are living. Allah has given us life. Allah has given us perception of the Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is it so difficult for us to send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, Bukhaira goes on and he asks them, tell me, who is this youngster? Look at the love of Abu Talib. Look at the devotion of Abu Talib. Sabak, lesson, value for iman, value of this iman. What does Abu Talib say? Abu Talib says, this youngster is my son. Bukhaira is seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time. What is his response? He says, you are a liar. This youngster cannot be your son. You are a liar. This youngster cannot be your son. Why? Because the scriptures that were revealed to us describe him. And they say to us, they have informed us that his father passed away before his birth. Abu Talib says, yes, you are speaking the truth. He is not my son. But, and this is the important sabak. This is the important lesson. This is the important lesson. Kan kol kar sun lena. He is not my son. But I love him more than my own son. I love him more than my own son. What devotion? What devotion in Shi'ab Abi Talib? What was the condition? Abu Talib was kafir, a disbeliever. Yet he is stripped of his position of leadership in Makkah. His food is cut off. His supplies are cut off. His shelter is cut off. He's confined to a valley for 3 years. And what is the requirement? Hand Muhammad over to us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all. Hand Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over to us. And we will restore your position. We'll give you wealth. You can come back to Makkah. What is the response? Qasida Lamia, 90 couplets, no time to go into the details. Kadhabtum wa baytillahi nubza Muhammada walamma nuta'inu dunahu wa nunadili wa nuslimuhu hatta nusarra hawlahu wa riwayat wa nusallimuhu hatta nusarra hawlahu wa nudhalan abna'ina wal halaili wa abyad yastasqa al ghamam bi wajhihi thumalu al yatama ismatan lil aramili. The crux, 90 couplets. What does Abu Talib say? You want Muhammad? You prepare to restore us to our position, give us wealth, give us food, make us the leaders of Makkah. All we have to do is hand over Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we are saying to you, before we will allow you anywhere near him, you will have to slaughter every one of us. You will have to erect a mountain of corpses, and you'll have to climb that mountain of corpses before we'll allow you to touch one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This type of devotion from a kafir, one who Allah did not give iman, one who died on kufr.